Dear God, you are so good. You're a God of love, a God of peace, a God of joy, a God of promise. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of life that yet again you have blessed us today, this morning, this afternoon. Whatever time it is for whoever that's listening to this voice note or this podcast right now, Lord, we say thank you for the blessing of life. We were able to marvel at your creation today and take a moment to appreciate all that you have created. Thank you. Thank you for entrusting us with the purpose that you have entrusted us with on this planet Earth, that we have the privilege of living it out, that we have the privilege of drawing people closer to you. Some of us are still trying to figure out what our purpose is on this earth and this planet, but we're going to trust the process and continue with serving the main purpose, which is to praise and to glorify you, and that our lives be for your glory. Let this day be for your glory. I'm praying for every single soul that will listen to this, that may you dwell within them. May they feel your presence, Jesus. May they know that you have never left them and you never will. May they understand what an omnipresent God feels like. May they have the strength to come to you in times of weakness and of strength. That they come to you, Lord God, and consult you and ask for an intervention coming from you and only you. May they incorporate you in their lifestyle. And whoever that is yearning and longing to feel your touch and your hug and your presence, may they feel it immediately right now in the name of Jesus. May they know what your hug feels like, what your unconditional love feels like, what a godly love is like, what having a heavenly Father is like. Today, Lord God, I'm placing this message in your hands. May you guide me through it all. May you walk with me through this podcast as I share what you have placed inside of my heart. May this podcast be for your glory. May it continue to be for your glory. May you continue walking with me. And I'm praying for any person that is feeling pain, that is feeling lost and confused. I'm praying for their clarity, Lord Jesus. I'm praying for healing. But I'm praying for wisdom, most importantly in those moments of pain, that when the healing comes, there's a wisdom that has been acquired. Yes, Lord, we need your wisdom to be able to navigate this life the way that you need us to be able to be that example that we need to be for those that don't know you but are wanting to know you. Let us be a great example to those that are non-believers, and may we practice a non-judgmental, selfless, unconditional love to everyone that surrounds us. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen. So to introduce you guys to, when I do my Christian and spiritual concepts in terms of God, I'm definitely going to incorporate prayer. I always feel it's important to invite him into that atmosphere because it's about him. So he's in charge. It's not my doing, but it's by the blessing that he has granted me what I'm going to share with you. And I hope that you like it. And you're more than welcome to pray alongside me. You don't only just have to listen to me pray, but for those that may feel like they don't have the strength to pray, then they can pray alongside me. Today we're going to be talking about perspective on the Word of God and perspective on Christianity. For the longest time in my life, I was a churchgoer, and I would just go to church because mom said we're going to church, you know what I'm saying? And I never really had that much of a problem with it, but you know, as a child I was bored and I never felt like I fit in or I feel him or whatever this God is. And after church, my life went back to normal, you know, and living a life I would say that is relatively good at the time, I felt like I was doing enough to get into heaven. I was still a child. So I was a churchgoer for a long time. And then, you know, when I was at my lowest, God met me where I was. And my perspective on God shifted immensely. Did a whole 360. And I'm so grateful for that. And I want to share my thoughts on perspective to help those that are trying to find a way to go about Christianity. Now, the definition of Christianity is a personal relationship with God. It's your personal relationship with God. It's a personal journey. It's a personal understanding. You are made in His image. Therefore, God will come to you in the person that you are, in the image that you embody. If you are a calm person that's not very loud, maybe an introvert, the best feeling you have of His presence will be a very peaceful presence. If you're a bubbly and funny and humorous person, you'll have humorous conversations with God, and God will meet you where you experience your spiritual high. A lot of the time, a lot of people misunderstand the concept of how to experience God and how to build this relationship with Him, because, you know, in the churches that we were brought up in, you know, traditional churches, for example, I was brought up in a Methodist church, and it's as if it's supposed to happen a certain way. You know, when you're standing in church and you're watching the elders, and you know, they're just like, oh my gosh, yes, hallelujah. And you're there like, I don't understand what's going on. I don't even hear what this pastor is saying. I know what that feels like. And it can get frustrating. And you find yourself feeling out of place. And that is where the personal aspect comes into play. Yes, God can come to you, be it you're in church, be it you're at a home cell, be it you're at a conference of some sort, but He's always resided within you. And you have to be intentional and say, God, I need you right now. I don't feel you. I want to know you. I want to get to know you. Meet me where I am, and trust and believe He will. He always does. And He meets you in the best way that you resonate with Him. He meets you in a form that you understand. What is your perspective on Christianity and on His word? Don't be shy. There's no perfect way of sharing what a certain word meant to you. Share it. That's how you learn. When you share the word of God with other people, you get different interpretations of that specific word. And you're like, oh wow, I didn't think of it that way. And that's God working. And that's where the community comes into play. And that's where it's important, because you're allowing your spirit to grow. Be open, be comfortable in who you believe in and where you are in life right now and where your spiritual level is. It's okay. You're not less worthy because you've been a Christian for 2 months or whatever. There's no such thing. He loves all of us, and we can learn from everyone. I can learn from a 10-year-old, and you can learn from a 60-year-old. We can learn from every single person, be it a believer or a non-believer. The importance of practicing community with those around us and those surrounding us, and to have that selfless, unconditional, non-judgmental love, so that people feel more comfortable to open up their hearts and speak to you. And you learn so much from that. Embrace your journey, embrace your mistakes, and share them with other people. And not be shy and not be ashamed. Because trust me, someone will learn from your mistakes, and someone will learn from the lesson that you have to share, from the wisdom that you have acquired from your experience. Embrace it. Fall in love with it. Embody Jesus.